I'm Cindy Talley. Today, you and I have the opportunity to sit down at Washburn University with Professors Thomas Averill and Tom Prausch. They'll challenge us to think about types, or are they stereotypes of people sharing our rural landscape? Let's drop into Thomas Averill's office and join the conversation.
You know, Paul Wellman, the writer from Dodge City, best-selling writer during the 1940s, who wrote The Bowl of Brass and Walls of Jericho, and he said in one of his novels, Bowl of Brass, that's set in a town very much like Dodge City would be, that at first a person coming to the High Plains feels like they're in the middle of this brass bowl, that and they're tiny and small and insignificant, almost nothing. And then after a while, as you integrate the landscape into your personal mental landscape, you start feeling bigger. And that somehow the size of the environment makes you a larger person as well. But I think that tension is always there. How big are you? How large can you be when you're so tiny in such a large environment? On the other hand, what you do in a large environment like that makes a huge amount of difference. So if you take a book like Plainsong, you've got these sort of types of people. You know,
yeah.
The old ranchers who take the teenager in. They're stereotypes, but they're not stereotypes, they're types. And there are these types in any small town. And I think good writers of small town literature take the stereotypes and turn them into types of people that we want to identify. We see that this type of person, oh, that kind of person, is a good kind of person.
And that typing relates to those other dynamics that you were talking about earlier with a small town. You know, it's simultaneously liberating and confining because it's filled with types. And so you know where you stand in relationship to those types. And sometimes you stand very outside of it. But sometimes that can be your source of strength as well.
I think writers love just being right on that edge. And I think filmmakers do too. You know, working with the character that everyone thinks is a certain type and predictable, and then you can play with they're doing something unpredictable and in fact staggeringly interesting, and you realize that within everybody has this sort of genius for doing the right thing or for getting outside of themselves and for transcending the stereotype that people think that they are. And I think that's...
Or overcoming difficulties.
Yeah.
There again, think of the tornado scenes.
I think the other thing about this whole environment is it becomes sort of elemental. You know, everything is boiled down to its basic elements. And I think that's...
And I think you see that even in a title like Plainsong.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's in a poem like William Stafford's, you know, give me a house with one well, one tree, one, you know. It's just like if you just have one of everything, it stands for everything else. And we sort of make fun of small towns out there for the one stoplight or the one, you know, there's one of every one kind of person, but it's in a way it's sort of fun to play with that, the sense that it is elemental.
Thank you, gentlemen. You're invited to join the conversation at hppr.org.